Joining me live over the phone today is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with our monthly update on what's happening in the Kemmer-Diamondville area in South Inca County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. I just wanted to declare that the drought in Kemmer is officially over.
I actually saw some people posting on social media that said, if anybody complains about no water this summer... Yeah. Holy moly. I was going to bring that up. Your plow crews putting in the hours.
Yeah, they are. And we had good foresight with the council and staff in recommending us purchasing some new snow plows and dump, which have dumps on them. We do a lot of picking up of the snow and dumping it off. And getting it off the streets just because of the sheer volume we tend to get with the drifting as well. And they've done a fantastic job out there. In fact, we have to keep the airport open too, because for emergency services situations and that's been a big priority for us. And that's just about ready to open any minute. So we really appreciate as well the people in the community that are doing their part to take care of their own properties and help their neighbors out, because it's very overwhelming otherwise to not have that kind of help from people. So
absolutely. And as you mentioned, shout out to plow drivers everywhere for doing their best, sure, to stay on top of this. So
yes, we need them. Yeah.
It's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the weekday wake up this morning. Brian, one of the things I wanted to ask about, a couple weeks ago, I had the chance to have Stephen Allen on the air, of course, the newly hired liaison for the economic development. Sounds like things are rolling there. I wanted to get an update from your perspective with the city of Kemmer, town of Diamondville, working with this coalition and how things are going now.
Things are going really well. I know Stephen helps all of us. He actually helps Diamondville and Kemmer and Opal, and he's actually reached out to LaBarge as well in Lincoln County and Cokeville. So he's doing a good job just trying to get people. We got to work together to prepare for the workers, the temporary workers that are going to be coming to our community, and making sure that we're communicating and messaging properly. And we sat down yesterday. He's been working with the county on looking at a heavy industrial site just to the south of Kemmer as well, that where we might have additional businesses coming in. So there's a lot of things that he can work on. But former commission chair Bob King is heading the committee and Stephen Allen actually reports to him. It's we call it the KADC, Kemmer Area Diversification Committee. In fact, Opal is getting ready to join, and all of the communities have actually, to fund this, have put in some funding for his position, and we're hoping for it to last a couple of years at least. And Opal is actually just recently they want to sign on to this on the funding side of things too, and we're working with other communities as well, because we see that what he's doing can actually bring great economic benefit to all of the communities in this region, so including the whole county, including the north part of the county, because it's really, we're doing everything we can to continue to keep the coal industry where it needs to be. It's so important. You might have heard of there was a recent article in the Casper Star that talked about how important coal is to our funding for our schools. So anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Without question. Well, Brian, speaking of coal and the importance of it, just wanted to see if there are any updates on the industry sector, whether it be the nuclear power plant, any of the other coal-based industries coming. Of course, you have the all kinds of industries heading towards South Inca County. Any updates on anything?
Stephen and the rest of us are working hard to try to get everything we can in place infrastructure-wise. For TriSite, they're doing Humate is their plan. They've excavated a little bit out there south of town, and we're hoping that they're going to put up their building and start hiring employees and getting that going and getting that market going. I'm not sure of the tonnage of the coal that they're going to potentially use. And then, of course, the big gun is Kanata and Glenrock. They're still working hard on trying to get funding. I think that's the important thing is for them to get the funding that they need to get that coal to syngas to hydrogen to ammonia conversion up and going. We're hoping that they can get that done off the ground enough to get the mine on board with opening up, helping to pay for opening up the road so that we can have the kind of tonnage that they need in the long term. I think 1.5 million tons of coal a year, I think, is what they were hoping for, which is a considerable amount of coal. It would, I think, at least replace some of the coal we would lose from the power plant. So we're really hoping for that one. That's they're working hard. I know we're doing all that we can. I hope they will get the funding that they need. So,
and Brian, just to clarify, if I'm understanding correctly, when you say opening up the road, you're talking about relocating US 30 heading into Kemmer from the east side, correct? I mean, that'd be a big project.
Yes, it would. They're still funding Senator Dockstetter and other legislators are really doing everything they can to protect those funds. So that the $15 million the state has put aside for that is important. Originally, that was half of what was going to be required. But now one challenge, the coal mine's going to need to come up with the remainder, and they're going to need to come up with more because, course of inflation has driven up the prices of all those road materials and construction and all that. We're hoping that all that will come to fruition and we'll keep things going, and we'll try to innovate more with our coal here in our community. And exports of coal too are actually going well right now. There's a lot of demand for coal, so coal has had a little bit of a resurgence, and we hope that continues. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the weekday wake up today. Anything else happening in South Lincoln and the city of Kemmer you want to mention?
Yeah, I think it's important to mention that we're still working at doing everything we can to try to get the water and the wastewater, working with Brent McLaren and going. I know that the county has worked with him. The mayor is going with him, along with Commissioner Conley, to Cheyenne to try to get some ARPA funds. The first time we tried to apply for them, there's just so many people applying for them that we didn't get approved, but we're going to try again and see if we can get some funding from that to help every little bit that we can get to help with the infrastructure there is important. And you may have heard, of course, that the TerraPower has delayed their when they're going to open the plant because of the HALEU that they need to to get for that. But I think that's still going according to schedule as far as the construction project. It's going to be still completed when they said it's just not going to be operational until they get all the HALEU and all that in order. An interesting thing that has happened here internationally, I've said before, we're on the map internationally. Our mayor and I, Mayor Tech and I, met with a German reporter about talking about what's going on here because of the war in the Ukraine. Germany is taking another look. They used to be taking nuclear out of the equation, but now they're revisiting that, and there's another reporter coming next week. They're really curious about what we're doing here because it seems like they're going to need to, not only for energy needs, but for national security purposes, we need to take another look at nuclear energy as a source. So,
wow.
So we're on the map, and I think the eyes of the world are upon us. And I think we've got to. There's been a resurgence of nuclear in our country and internationally. So it's time for everybody to kind of think about our opportunity here and. That we're the leader in many ways, and Wyoming's the leader. So,
That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the update as always.